Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, we are live 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday, with a few exceptions. Remember, this is exciting and entertaining, but not super informative. So just enjoy. Enjoy. This is for entertaining purposes. We're not giving you legal advice. Seek counsel. And we're just talking about general topics of law. This hour is going to be kind of fun. It's kind of the final hour's best because we just blow through things, right?
That's true.
We just fly through, you know, some other very interesting things. We're going to talk about a lottery lawyer, the lawyer that claims he's the lottery lawyer that represents lottery people that win the lottery. He's going to be doing some jail time. We're going to tell you why. We're going to talk about Native American tribes, the issues of adoption of children, and they win a big one in the Supreme Court. Bill Cosby, you know, the guy's just getting sued again, and we're going to go into that. Georgia man sues Facebook. Why and what happens? And then we're going to talk about how are you going to, you know, your Google search users can now claim part of a settlement. How do you do it? And then we've got many, many more. I'm going to talk about Rust again. Believe it or not, that thing will never end. The Rust movie that's continuing to be shot now in California, right? I believe in California. In California, they're finishing up that movie. We're going to talk about issues about, you know, the individual that was supposed to be in charge of the handguns, Hannah Gutierrez Reed. What people are claiming, or at least the prosecutor is going to try to claim, and her denial of such. And then, boy, we can just keep going and going. But we have the most important thing that happens hour three that we do not want to sit around for is the case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Sensitive topic alert. This may make you uncomfortable. I just want you to be aware of that before we start. Ava was 11 years of age when she appeared in Playboy and Hustler magazines with no clothing. She later became an actress and a director and an activist against the exploitation of children. The pictures of Ava were taken by her mother and sold by her mom to the magazines. Mommy kept all the cash. Ava kept all the embarrassment and the shame. Later in life, as an adult, Ava decided it was time something had to be done, so she wanted to take legal action against her own mother and against Playboy and Penthouse. I said Hustler earlier. I meant Penthouse. I'm sorry. She wanted to sue the magazines and her mom as well. Fred, case or no case?
People would be put in jail nowadays. That's right. Had to be back in the 50s, I bet.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, probably in the 50s when, I don't know, when did Hustler, it was in Playboy or Hustler, which one? Do you remember? You don't remember which?
It was in both.
It was, but Penthouse, not Hustler.
Playboy and Penthouse,
yes.
Penthouse. When did it start, Tom?
I have no idea when either of those started.
When did you start ordering?
But I know that we're not supposed to use our smartphones and looking up.
Penthouse.
Well, Marilyn Monroe was the first Playboy.
No, I want to look up. I want to see. Penthouse started 1965.
There you go.
So
had to be after that.
But isn't that crazy? Even the 60s, did they even allow such a thing?
Oh, I have a couple. You're going to give extra points if you can name the mother or the daughter?
Yeah.
So the answer is yes, this is a case. There's no doubt this is going to be a case, and she brought action, and I hope and pray she won against Playboy Penthouse. The mom, what is the mom thinking? Todd.
All right, Mr. Cunin, case or no case?
So you said it's a case? Yeah. And what, she wins.
What year was it that she was?
I'm looking at my story here to see. I really do not know, but it was a significant time ago, well before Me Too, well before all of that stuff.
I'm going to side with Fred that it was a case and that she wins. And I'm going to say it was a case. I don't know. I'll just stick with the fact that it was a case. I was thinking maybe it was a case that was one of those when California reopened the statute of limitations, it did allow her to file the lawsuit, which if she had tried to file it in the 80s or 90s, she wouldn't have because the statute might have run, but she was able to file it. And I'm going to go with still pending.
Okay. Fair enough. Of that. Denise, what do you say? Case? No case? If so, what's the outcome? Remember, we have two people on the I'm Being Sued side, the magazines and the mummy.
I'm going to say it's a scenario, but not a case. And the reason it's not a case is because her mother was that famous photographer that took pictures of children nude that was deemed to be art by the U.S. Supreme Court and not pornography.
Wow, that's Denise. Good, Denise. That's a good answer.
Yes.
It's wrong, but it's good.
It's wrong. Oh, there was actually a person that the Supreme Court held that she took pictures.
Her name's Anne.
Some Leibovitz, right?
Yes. Anne Leibovitz? Yes, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I've heard about her.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the story.
All right, let's tell the story.
This is a case.
Good.
But the magazines were not affected in any way. Times were much more permissive back then for the European Playboy European Penthouse, apparently. As far as the actual case, a Paris court ordered Irina Ionescu, Ava's mother, Ava Ionescu, to hand over €10,000 to her daughter, about $14,000, and all of the explicit photographs she took of her child between the ages of 4 and 11, and all of the negatives. So, tough subject. But that is the case, and the subject of the photographs is the one who won. So if you said it was a case,
so it was a case.
She won.
She won against the mom.
Yeah, but not against the magazine.
Not against the magazine. So I don't know. So it should have been a three-pointer.
It should have. So we'll do it that way.
Two, and
case and mom, you get a point.
I get one because I said one. Pending. Still, I didn't.
Oh,
give
pending. So I get two. Todd gets one.
And Denise, you said
Zippo.
Okay. Well, there
that is sensitive, and that's too bad. That's
and a true. Yeah, absolutely true story. That's and I was shocked. I said to myself, I was looking up, you know, just unusual cases, and I thought, wait a minute. In Europe, they said that was okay?
Yeah, so that's interesting. I didn't think about the glitch. It could be in Europe.
Yeah. Who would? Next week, next time we get together, by the way, our case or no case will surround a famous American president with a penchant for writing graphic love letters.
That's
next time. No, not those graphic love letters. Nicknames for body parts, the whole deal. It's really an
interesting
story.
Mean that kind of graphic.
Yeah, graphic, not cartoons.
No, I thought like poetry.
And Franklin was never president.
good point. Anyway, that is case or no case for this week. Thank you for listening to us on Radio Law Talk.
So on June 15th, two lawyers, Jason Kirtland and Christopher Cericchio, I don't know how to say his name, were sentenced as lawyers for people who won the lottery. They put themselves out at, especially Jason Kirtland put himself out as the, quote, and I say lottery lawyer, where he had had clients that came to him that had won the lottery. And wait till you hear how big. Don't forget, there's lotteries. You can win $1,000, $2,000, whatever.
Millions.
Millions. But you can. Believe it or not, there's a lot of winners that are $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. We'll be back. I'm going to talk a little more detail about why this guy's doing prison.
If you play the lottery, you'll want to listen to Radio Law Talk, the next segment with Fred, Todd, and Denise. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com.
Is this real life?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So continue on. The trial was August 2022 in New York of the lottery lawyers, and they were found guilty of wire fraud, honest service wire fraud, whatever that is. I don't know what that is. Money laundering, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and money laundering. The Jason Kirtland, who was the main lawyer, was sentenced to 13 years in prison, and Christopher Churi, I don't know, Chericchio, 5 years in prison. Hold on a second. I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you. The interesting thing is, between 2018 and 22, this Curlin attorney, you know, was, this was a Long Island law firm in New York, but he got these lottery people, when they won the lottery, they needed lawyers, and they do. They usually need a lawyer. They need consultation. They need advice, what to do, and that's kind of what he portrayed himself as not only do I give you advice, I give you I mean, he was giving them financial advice, which was, you got to be careful of. Here's a financial advisor. Go talk to them, right? Mm-hmm. And you've got to be very careful as a lawyer, conflicts of interest. You don't get your clients to invest in your company, especially a company that is you're going to make a lot of money on and that you've been receiving, I'm going to say, kickbacks on for bringing their lottery money into it. At least disclose it. Even then, you got to do more than that. You just stay away from that, right? But there's got to be disclosures, and they should at least be signing off. Every state's different. But what one of the lottery winners, he had multiple lottery winners come to him. One of them won a jackpot of $1.5 billion was one of his clients.
Wow.
The other client won $247 million on a Powerball jackpot, and the third one won $150 million jackpot. So these they're victims, basically, and the law firm charged hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this. And do what? Well, give them advice, for one thing, and, you know, help them go through, you know, give them advice as to the people that are going to be surrounding him, et cetera, et cetera. But he had them invest in things that he co-owned, and he didn't even tell them, oh, yeah, I co-owned that, and was getting kickbacks. That's what, you know, Curlin was doing. But it's interesting how, you know, they found texts from this Curlin, this attorney, to, you know, when he retained his one of his first big lottery victims, he texted this individual and said, quote, I have to figure out how, have to figure out how to have this get to us, talking about the money, right? How do we get that, right? Or let's see, talks about, retain the first victim. How do we get this to us, you know? Stuff like that. I mean, he invested $5 million in he had them invest $5 million in one of his business, right? But anyway, that's kind of what happened. So these lottery individuals, and you think, oh my gosh, that's nothing, lost in excess of $80 million, according to the argument by the prosecutors, as well as additional $19.5 million that they claim he stole from one of the lottery victims. That's a lot of money. That's
just crazy.
That's almost $100 million, basically, round numbers. So they're going to jail. Curlin was ordered to pay $64 million in forfeiture and restitution. And the other guy, Chericchio, was ordered to pay $26.5 million in forfeiture and $30 million in restitution. There's so many zeros here. It's crazy. But, they basically saw these people coming in with money and said, hey, they didn't have to work for this money. I'm not saying this is what they say, but I could see this thinking, you know.
How do I transfer that money to me?
How do I get that? How do I get that money? And again, you know, a jury found him guilty and they're going to prison. I'm sure they're going to appeal it, and so they have the right to appeal, and so we got to be careful. I always say, innocent until proven guilty, but they're proven guilty, but they still have appeals going, right? So, apparently, they were living high on the hog. They bought a yacht, you know, Porsches. You know, they live the high life. By the way, I don't mind. I think that's okay. Someone's living the high life. I think that's okay. They buy Porsches and yachts and stuff. But don't go out and, you know, steal from these lottery winners,
You know, Fred, all a fisherman needs is a fish, and they saw a bunch of fish out there and said, I'm going to go get them, you know, by
well, no, what they
means.
Didn't, they didn't do that. They went over to the fisherman next door, his boat, and offloaded all his catch and put it in their boat. That's what
there
they
you
did.
Go. Well, I'm saying the bad guys say, oh, there's a fish out there. I'm just going to go get it by whatever means. Yeah.
I know. Supreme
How do you
Court,
protect yourself.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Supreme Court delivers a win for Native Americans. How'd that happen?
That's a very interesting case.
Yes.
Back in 1978, the Indian Child Welfare Act was enacted to keep Native Indian children with their tribes. What was happening is a lot of times the parents would die, or maybe they were neglectful, or maybe it was just made up.
Can I let me interrupt you there,
yes.
please? I remember living through this. As a child, I remember a lot of people in my neighborhood and people that we knew were adopting Indian, American
That's
Indian
right.
children.
It was a big deal before
it was,
78.
It was.
And so when private adoptions now occur, they have to first determine, any adoption actually, it could even be a step-parent adoption, but they need to find out whether or not the child has Native American blood, because if they do, then they have to determine who the tribe is, and the tribe has the first right to adopt that child. It's called ICWA, and it is a real thing, and I deal with that very often. And happened is that went all the way up to the Supreme Court. This a couple in Texas, they had adopted a Native American child, and there were a couple of lawyers that joined with them, and they went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, no, ICWA is good.
Right.
We're upholding it. You two lawyers, you absolutely have no standing to challenge this.
Right.
And neither, on certain issues, neither did the adoptive parents, because their adoption went through. Right. It wasn't that they lost the adoption. So it was a very interesting case, but they did get to the substance of the act.
All right, we'll be back for more Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. Former President Trump taking his social media platform Truth Social public next week, and he stands to make a lot of money, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the new company valued at around $3 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
Meanwhile, Trump facing a Monday deadline to come up with almost $500 million in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment. New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James is preparing to seize some of Trump's Westchester County, New York properties, including one of Trump's golf courses. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Boys are weird. Oh, come on.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Wonder what it's like to be one of the most successful, famous African-American men in the movies and on TV. Just the, you know, remember Fat Albert? I loved Fat Albert. I used to watch that. Bill Cosby, I'll be honest with you, was my idol. I had all his albums. All of his albums. Remember, he used to put the comedy albums out?
Yeah, and I saw him in person in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, you tell me that. Yeah. And he is so funny. And it was clean, right? It was clean stuff. He is so funny. I will never forget that the one I always would listen to was the one about when he's having the baby and his wife's having the baby and their whole scenario of when she, the water breaks and they got to go to the hospital. No. The water doesn't break. I don't know, whatever it is. And they got to get in the Ferrari and drive to the hospital. You know, the whole thing is, dear, not in the Ferrari. Not in the Ferrari. I can't help. It was just funny. The way he does things, the way he said things. Just crack up.
Him and his brother in the bed.
Oh, yes.
And they draw that line down. I can so relate, my sister and I.
Yeah.
That's us. We pull the cover, get on my side of the line. And then father comes in and it's over.
Well, here's the thing. The key is it, and the reason I say this, those of you who are anti-Bill Cosby, look, I'm just talking about my childhood growing up, and that was the simple life. It was very clean, and it just brings me back to happy times, right? And it's sad to see what's going on right now. He's 85, and now because Nevada opened up the a brief window for a statute of limitations on sexual assault cases, he's being sued.
So Fred, when you talk about your childhood, what years are we talking about? What years would constitute your childhood? Oh, what, 1969 to...
60s and 70s.
60s and 70s. Okay, so listen to these dates. 1969, 1979, 1981, 1982, 1984, 1989. Okay, that covers like the year after my birth to when I was 21 years old. And those are the dates of alleged offenses that Bill Cosby is now facing in lawsuits filed in the state of Nevada.
How do you defend yourself?
Exactly. Based upon Nevada lifting the statute of limitations for sexual assault cases. It used to be a 2-year statute of limitations. It filed within 2 years of the incident. Now, and look, I don't say this to try to say, well, you know, once you get past a certain amount of time, you know, they ought to be scot-free and poor Bill Cosby. If he's guilty of this stuff, I mean, that's terrible stuff, and there are a lot of victims out there. But what you said there, Fred, was so important when you said, how do you defend against that? How do you go back to those dates?
69.
Memories fade. Evidence
are
is
dead.
Gone.
They're dead.
Yes, witnesses die. Yeah, it's... I don't know. I remember during this period of time when they extended the statute of limitations for children previously, and that was because as a result of what was called recovered memory syndrome, right? Where the people are getting therapy and they like had these memories that were drawn out, you know, through in the therapy process and all of that. And I don't think I agree with extending the statute of limitations. I don't know. I think it's really
scary. You know,
and the thing is people need to understand there's a couple reasons why you have a statute of limitations. And it's not so that bad actors have a finish line that if I just get to that, then I'm okay. It is because as time goes on, memories fade. And without a statute of limitations and taking that into consideration, you are going to run into situations where people get accused of things that didn't happen because memories got faded and they got mixed up. A huge example of this is Bob Dylan recently was facing sexual assault allegations for things that happened either the late 60s or the early 70s. And they finally get the alleged victim pinned down to a certain time and say, okay, that's the time that you said. All right. Here are the invoices from the hotels I stayed at in Europe while I was on tour during that time. And then they have to
go way back there and get the invoices from that far back.
And then they had to come back. Well, she might have been, it still happened, but she might have been mistaken. It's the time, it was here. It's like, look, that's why we have the statute. Yep. I mean, he's got that defense built in. It's tough, but.
Nailing jello, yes.
Yeah, but Bill Cosby is now going to have to face charges.
I think it's still civil, isn't it?
It's civil.
It's civil. He's going to have to face those allegations.
They're coming after him for money, for damages.
69 to 89.
And essentially, he said, she said cases. Oh. I mean, with a lower burden of proof.
And
than
people
the
are dead,
case.
Cal. The witnesses that would say this didn't happen, and I was with that lady. Some of these women are in their 70s, late. Yeah. It's like what?
You know,
how do you defend yourself?
We just circulated a picture that was from 2017 at the beginning of our show when we first started, and all three of us were wearing these silly hats, and we could not remember why.
Or what happened?
I mean, look. That's
and what if the silly hat people said, "I'm going to hold them accountable." Fred wore a hat; he didn't look good in it. Or Cal,
but
whatever.
1969, Cal. This is just 7 years ago.
Yeah,
1969, Cal. And that's crazy.
Again, where a victim of an alleged victim of a sexual assault would say, "Well, you know what? That was pretty traumatic. I remember."
And
that.
I get that.
I get that. But I also don't get how we, as a society, can say, "Can you bring up something this late?" Sure, go ahead.
Well, but I'm saying it's not that. It's not these individuals that very may well have happened. I'm not saying it didn't.
I'm not questioning that.
But I'm not questioning whether it. But the question is, where does it end? It's we call that slippery slope,
right?
In legal terms. And so Where does that end? Does everyone from the 1960s, does someone can bring up allegations and just, oh, that's it. 1969, it happened. You know, I don't know.
Just imagine how overwhelmed our courts are. They go through COVID, and all the statutes are being extended because of COVID and the disaster that COVID was, how it impacted the courts. And now they're getting this kind of case as well. I mean, the courts are going to be really overburdened by all this as well.
Yeah. And it's something that he's going to have to face, and he's going to have to pay for, because let's face it. Let's say in each one of those, I think there's like 9 alleged incidents in each one. Let's say he's able to come up with a defense to prove alibis and that this didn't happen and stuff.
Oh, from 69, how would you?
But let's just say for the sake of arguments.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's say for the sake of arguments that he's able to do that.
Yeah.
He's got to pay to be able to do that. Exactly, it's going to take a long time to be able to do that. And there's going to be a discovery process. And at the end of it, you know.
So you're saying the cost of defense is just as burdensome, perhaps, as the cost of being proven guilty, Tom? Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Well, proven liable.
Yeah.
Proven liable.
That's interesting. Yeah, so, well, here he is, 85. I'm going to go out and watch some, you know, do some fishing. And that ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. So, all right, Denise, now a Georgia man suing Facebook. Why is Facebook being sued?
Because he was denied access to his account and to the personal photos that he had in that account. So he terminated his account. There was no reason that he did it. He just terminated it. And he had tried to work with them, or they tried to work with him to try to rectify the situation. And he said, no, I'm going to sue you. I want my pictures back. I don't want it. And I think this was prompted in part by Meta. Making Facebook to where you have to sign this agreement that if you post anything on it, it becomes property of Facebook as well. So you're sharing it. It's not just yours anymore. And he wins at the lower court with this. And he wins not only because he was locked out completely, couldn't reopen the account, but he wins because it had his personal information on there, and then they deemed that he had violated their standards on child sexual exploitation, and they stopped him. They literally blocked him from having any access to anything. So this is an interesting one. No doubt it's going to be appealed. This is just the lower court. And
State? Do you have a state?
The judge ordered him ordered Meta to pay him $50,000.
But what state? Is this in California?
Atlanta, Georgia.
It's in Georgia.
That's right, Georgia. We brought that up.
So there are a lot of cases now coming out about personal information versus public information.
That's crazy.
That's getting gained on the internet.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Google searches and how you can maybe get some money from that issue. Danny Masterson, we got the Rust we're going to talk about. We've got Quick Takes. And then we're going to wrap it up for Father's Day tomorrow, man. Happy Father's Day, Todd and Cal.
It's
going to be a wonderful Sunday. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here on your local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
You turned on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is no fun.
I'm mean at this time.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Just remember, if you want to continue to listen to us or you want to listen to old shows, go to RadioLawTalk.com and you can go to our podcasts. We appreciate you listening to us. Appreciate all our affiliates. We really appreciate the listeners out there. We have a lot of great listeners. We get good emails at info@RadioLawTalk.com. We just finished talking about Facebook, but in the same realm, we also have another big company that's Silicon Valley. I call them company Google. By the way, those of you who don't know, I have a little side note. I have an office down in Silicon Valley, down in Santa Clara, which I've had for years. And I'm down in the Bay Area quite often, and it's funny how people all over the country hear us talk or Google this and Yahoo and Facebook. I drive by Apple. I'm right at their campuses. In fact, I have a lot of clients that are there. I've been on the Apple campus many times. It's kind of cool because the Apple campus, Apple, Google, it's kind of all the same. They have these huge campuses, and prior to pandemic – You go to these campuses and people are working and collaborating, and they have these restaurants.
Amazing.
Amazing food. It's not like some cheap, it kind of looks cafeteria-ish, but these are good chefs that they hire for food. And I'm not talking like, oh, here's a bowl of cereal. Wonderful food from breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All employees for free. And I'd go there, and guests are allowed to eat there, too, at times. And wonderful food, huh?
Yeah, we're talking like, I think there's 7 restaurants on the Google campus.
Crazy.
That's in, where is that? It's outside of Santa Clara somewhere. Tesla has big, huge
Fremont bins.
They have big, huge bins of cereal. That's what they provide their people.
Just some cereal. Like just cereal. I could grab a thing of cereal and milk.
Yes. It's kind of funny.
That's
so you know what? There is a class action suit that just settled. It was from 2013 against Google. And anybody that has used Google as a search engine between 2006, between October 25th, 2006, and September 30th, 2013, are eligible to collect money. And this Google search, what happened during that time was they would take your search and your information, and they would sell that to third parties. And those third parties then knew how to market to you, knew what you were looking for, and all of that type of thing, right? And so that was deemed to be a breach of privacy. And so if you're interested, you can submit your claim. All you have to do is provide them with your contact information, physical address, and email, i.e. your private information, and you have to attest that you searched on Google between those dates.
That's so easy for everybody. Yeah. It's like, yeah,
yes.
Really.
And then you have to say, I want to be paid either by PayPal, Venmo, or some kind of a prepaid card, and you have to do this under penalty of perjury, and then you will get a number in your email and your confirmation code, and then you go back and you turn it in, and guess how much money you get?
Yeah, it takes you about 45 minutes to go through this paperwork.
27 cents?
$7.70 per person.
Now we're talking.
Now guess how much money the lawyers made.
How much?
$2 million.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Thank heavens.
Nice.
Todd's going, well, now...
Actually, $2 million is not a lot. I hate to say that.
No, not very much.
That's not very much. People are thinking, that's a lot of money. No, it's not. If you're fighting Google, that's a fight. You know, no,
and
that's...
You can bet that when you sign that registration, you are saying, I waive any use of my private information by Google.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to jump into the Rust thing really quick. Rust, don't forget, that is that... famous case that's been going on about Alec Baldwin, who, quote, accidentally shot the film, the cinematographer, beautiful lady, what was her name, Hutchinson?
Helena Hutchinson.
Hutchinson. Yeah, that's right. Well, the issue, by the way, and this is New Mexico, the involuntary manslaughter charge was dismissed in April against Baldwin, but they still continue to pursue a case that is the prosecutors against Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who was the weapons supervisor that was in charge of the weapons. Now, the issue is, you know, was discharge intentional, accidental, and what was a real live round doing on a prop, right? That was meant to just, they're filming it. Well, now the prosecutors are alleging that Hannah Gutierrez Reed was hung over the next day when this occurred, and they're alleging that she was a partier and a party animal, and the night before she was partaking of, I believe they're gonna argue, alcohol and marijuana, and the evening before, and was hung over, and so obviously she's denying it and arguing that this, you know, their case is weak. They're just trying to find someone to pin this on, and it's not her. So she's got a preliminary hearing in August. She's denied this, and then we're going to have to see what happens. But that's the latest on the Rust. We always try to keep you informed on the latest. Todd, you're going to talk a little bit about the
Danny Masterson.
Masterson, that's...
Yeah, so really quickly, Danny Masterson has been on trial twice for the sexual assault of three individuals. In the first trial, ended in a mistrial with the jury on all three leaning towards acquittal. And then the prosecution retried the case in front of the same judge, and on the second trial, there is a conviction. So what changed? What was the difference? And it boils down to two key areas. First, you know, Masterson's defense has always been these women consented to the sexual acts, and the prosecution in the first trial had evidence they believed that the women had been drugged, which would have negated their consent, but the judge ruled that the evidence of drugging couldn't come in because there was no toxicology to support it. In the second trial, the judge let that evidence in, said the jury can decide, even though there was no toxicology. And then the second thing, boy, does this sound familiar? The second thing that the judge let in the second trial that they didn't let in the first were new prior bad acts. Evidence. Crazy. Evidence. It's the same thing that Bill Cosby had to deal with. Evidence that he had done this to others even though the jury wasn't considering charges relating to those other victims. And this goes back to what I always say, be careful what you wish for. I think those are going to be two huge issues on appeal for this case, because it's not going to be very hard to show that it was prejudicial. Without it, he was a hung jury. With it, he was convicted. Those are two pretty easy areas to look at as being the difference. We'll see how that turns out.
That's interesting. And then we got to touch basis really quick on the J.P. Morgan case. That's going to work. They're supposed to pay. They've agreed to a settlement to pay. There are these Jeffrey Epstein lawsuits, and this gets deep as to what happened here. But J.P. Morgan Chase is agreeing to pay $290 million to the victims in the Jeffrey Epstein case. We'll just so you know, that's we're in the middle of that. We're just saying this is coming up. So.
And one of the lawsuits was the U.S. Virgin Islands as a plaintiff.
Yes.
The other one was one of the purported victims of Epstein.
Yeah, and there's sovereign immunity questions, too. But anyway, we don't have time for that. Cascal, what time is it?
It's time for us to say, let's hear your quick take. Fred Penny, what's yours?
Oh, back on the banana on the wall art lawsuit. I've used some silver duct tape. I'm going to duct tape my old socks to a green board. Cal, I'm only selling them for $95,000. The other ones were $120,000. It's a deal. If anyone else out there wants to buy them other than Cal,
seems like
give me a call.
I'm in.
Give me a call.
Give my checkbook. Todd, what do you think?
I'll do the banana and Google. Wouldn't it be interesting if the defendant, artist, filed for his $7 reward in Google and attest that he had used Google a long time ago to search wall banana art.
That a boy.
And then offered the $7 to Fred for his.
Yes, that's okay. Exactly what I thought.
Denise, what do you think?
Well, this is a quick take for everyone. Happy Father's Day, guys, to my co-host, to our producer,
awesome.
And to all of our listeners out there that are fathers and grandfathers. You are loved, and tomorrow you will be honored.
Awesome. See you next week.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks, Denise. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Fred. Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll see you next time.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Oh. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.